You didn't actually think I would let you go. Did you, Ellie? Oh, no, no. You are far too pretty. And far too proud to be set free just yet, my little British princess. What should we do about that pride, though? I suppose we've already done the stripping part. My, what a great body you have, but I think you are too used to this to be ashamed. I know. When we needed to break a girl in, we used to make her act like a pig. That normally works a treat. Hey, bet I've got this stuff right around here somewhere. Found it! Are you ready to be a little piggy, Ellie? No. Doesn't look like you have much of a choice being all tied up like that, though, does it? So what do we have here? Some piggy ears. A little hook to go with your collar for your nose. And, of course, a little piggy tail to go. Well, you know. Please don't pretend you don't know. It goes in your ass, Ellie. Or should I say piggy? I bet it fits in there pretty easily, given everything I've heard about you. Oh, don't you look fantastic. Just make sure the tail does not fall out. I'm gonna push this vibrator under you. And let's just see how long that ego of yours holds out. I bet you'll be oinking and squealing in no time. It really never fails to push a pretty little girl like you into the depths of pleasure while reminding her she's just an animal. A pig. That's a good look for you, Ellie. Mind if I take a pic of your curly tail and pussy? No? Smile.